with the rubber dub ride, with the rubber dub, we have to ready rubber dub ride, with the time in time, with the rubber dub, we have to ready rubber dub ride, with the rubber dub, we have to ride pan rhythm, with the rubber dub ride, with the rubber dub, we have to ready rubber dub ride, with the time in time, with the rubber dub, we have to ready rubber dub ride, with the rubber dub, we have to ride pan rhythm, with the rubber dub ride, with the rubber dub, we have to ready rubber dub ride, with the time in time, with the rubber dub, we have to ready rubber dub ride. ready rubber up, we have 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 ready rubber.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is the Modus Vivendi Music Collective.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
So who do we have in the studio with us today?
I'm Julian Brody. I'm part of the Modus Collective. I've been working with these guys for years now. It's always been fun.
Always? So, really?
Always.
Honestly?
Honestly.
Barely.
I'm Sam Spoh. I'm the newborn Modus Vivendi baby.
And I'm Jesse Rogg. Some call me the head honcho of Modus.
Nice. Yeah, now Julian and Jesse, I had you guys on the show for an interview like over a year ago.
That's right.
And a lot has happened. You guys Absolutely. Had a baby.
Nice. Yep, Sam Sparrow, yeah. Right here.
And you've also started to work with many different artists. When I had you on the show, it was pretty much just Eyesight Project, and I think you had like two other artists that you were working
yeah,
with.
Yeah, I mean, it was basically, I mean, Eyesight Project was I guess the main thing that we were working on.
That's what we were just listening to, right?
That's actually a remix, exactly. Yeah, but at the time it was a lot smaller, indeed. So now we've branched out. Obviously, Sammy is with us, and we're working with guys in New York called Subatomic Sound System. We got people in Kansas called Monta. We got people in Germany, the Soul Warriors, and then obviously still our Mexico fraction, you know, Sanchez Dub, and we're working with a lot more people down there as well now. So
now you guys are sort of many different things at the same time. I mean, you're a recording house, you're a label, yeah. you are a musical act. Yeah. Sam was amazing. You guys performed at the at the Is Good Music Show at the Mint a yep. couple of weeks ago, which is comprised of Sam and you, Jesse, on the doing the backing the beats and everything. Mm-hmm. Is there any one thing that's more important than the other? Musicians versus labels versus a studio?
No, I wouldn't say so. That's why we're a collective, and that's why we do everything, because we have fun doing it. So that means that, I mean, we don't really appreciate one thing any more than anything else that we do. So we just try to do as much
as
we can.
It's kind of a whole, I mean, Modus Vivendi means a way of life, and it kind of is just a whole
in Latin
lifestyle. It's just everything, they kind of rely on each other.
Exactly. Exactly.
How did the entire concept begin? Just in the very first place, before Sam was born.
I started it with a couple of friends back in 2002, and basically we just wanted to make music, wanted to put it out, and wanted to work with other people and just be involved with music. And we had always all been making music, and then actually how it kind of came to the next step is when Julian and Sanchez came to LA to work on a movie, to do the music for a movie, and we all met up, and it kind of just went from there, and that's kind of when it really
that's right.
started taking off. Yeah, that was in what was that? That was 3 years ago, 3.5 years. Yeah.
And what were sort of the what was the music that you wanted to do when you said, okay, I'm going to sit down and actually start producing my own music? What were some of the yeah. things you were listening to? And
I mean, we've always listened to everything. I mean, I think I can speak for everyone here. We've literally covered all bases. Yeah. So, I mean, in terms of production, I think we all kind of were in a down-tempo state of mind at the time, and that's what we kind of were all doing. So we kind of started with that, with a lot of Dublin influences and you know, obviously, you know, since we're very international, we all kind of brought our own influences from wherever we're from or where we've been. So it was pretty eclectic, but all in a down-tempo environment. But it's grown from there quite a bit. You know, Julian has a solo project now that's definitely still incorporates down-tempo and dub, obviously, but is a lot more up-tempo and minimal and club-friendly.
I guess, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Sammy's stuff is a lot more up-tempo too, and more, you know, electro, funky, soul-y, but also definitely more ass-kicking than your regular down-tempo track. So it's branched out quite a bit.
Now, Sam, I had you on the show also well over a year ago.
A while ago,
sometime
yeah.
in 2005. and you were doing,
like
a much different sort of act.
Set, yeah.
yeah. I mean, it was still had that funk element to it, but it was much more... much less futuristic. It was
right.
more of a nod to the past. Your
Absolutely.
New music,
and I remember we
future.
Even talked about electronic music and how I kind of wanted to go more in that direction. And and it happened, and and it's, you know, I'm really happy that it did, because, you know, it's much more, I've kind of incorporated all the things that I am about musically and kind of just gone out with it.
To the future.
I'm curious, how has that affected the way that you sing?
I guess because of the style of music I'm doing, the phone's ringing.
I gotta get that. It used to ring really quietly. Kill radio. No, he's not.
Yeah, let me.
That's how we roll.
Is there
Kill
phone
radio?
In the room?
Boo.
Okay, thanks.
Now I don't have to turn off my cell phone.
Yeah. Anyway, I was curious how your vocals
have
evolved.
The music's a lot louder now, so now I have to sing a lot louder.
You have to open your throat more.
Yeah.
And
also, it's just a lot more
approach?
Fun. It's changed the way I write, because now I'm basically just writing to make people's bottoms move. Not just, but I mean, that's just, you know, it's come into it a lot.
It's important. And obviously he moves his bottom a lot more on stage too, so that kind of makes for live show wise, it makes for a more
can we not talk about
show.
Bottoms anymore.
Now Julian, you're coming from Mexico, tell me about the sort of musical influences that you had there and bringing it into the modern electric sound that you work with now.
Sure. Well, I mean, I grew up playing rock en español, you know, like basically as a guitarist, as a rock guitarist. And for some reason, that seemed to evolve really naturally into the electronica. I don't know why, but it did. I found that's happened to a lot of punk guitarists. I mean,
maybe something about the infectious
cases,
beat or something.
People like Moby, I mean, who went from playing in a punk band to making sort of soft
television
ambient
commercial music.
Yeah. Well, whatever. But
thank
it's
God,
have
you ever heard him play guitar? It's a nightmare.
But for some reason, it seems to be a pretty natural slip.
Well, it's I guess it's all can all be classified as underground music, maybe. So it's kind of against the general stream of things. Maybe that's like the concept behind both.
No, I think I just got tired of playing in rock bands and dealing with vocalists and drummers, and computers just seemed so much more malleable. Mm-hmm. That.
Well, that actually brings up an interesting point: is when you're dealing with a rock band, you're dealing with a different animal, different kinds of people. You have the bass player, you have the drummer, you have the guitar player, and they all have their own attitudes and their own aspirations. Do you think working in electronic music, do you think the people are different? Do you think they're maybe easier to work with?
I think they're different. Yeah. I mean, sure. Rock comes with the whole energy behind rock is like so testosterone, like attitude driven. Yeah. And I think electronic music is a bit more maybe evolved or something.
Well, plus,
like, do you
plus,
think egos are different?
Well, I mean, I think with electronic music, I mean, the way you make electronic music is a lot different than say rock, because in rock you tend to have a band, and so you got, you know, at least three, you know, guys, four or five guys or whatever that have to duke it out, and in the studio, especially with electronic music, it's usually a lot of times it's one guy making a beat, and then, you know, you'll get other people, or at least that's how it is for us a lot, and then you get other people in, but it's more solitary, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, you're a geek sitting in a room in front of a computer by yourself.
Basically. I don't know what you mean. Why don't we listen to some music? We'll put a couple tracks on. Cool. I know you guys have some really, really fresh new stuff today.
Yeah,
that,
man.
You just finished working yesterday, right?
Well, basically, we have, I mean, a lot of the Sam stuff we've been trying to finish up before Miami, which we can maybe talk about later.
Of course, we'll talk about
that. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. But so we've been trying to finish up a bunch of that stuff. We might as well play Black and Gold off of that one, maybe, the title track.
Yeah, this is going to be, it's on the new... it's on the new Modus Vivendi compilation, which is coming out just about any time now. And it's also the title track for my EP, Black and Gold.
Boo!
So as soon as we can put it on. Ladies and gentlemen, Black and Gold.
This is it. Thank you.
the apes climbed down from the trees and grew tall, and they started talking, and the stars fell out of the sky, and the tears rolled into the ocean. And now I'm looking for a reason why you even set my world into motion. 'Cause you're not really here, and the stars don't even matter. Now we're filled to the top of fear that it's all just a bunch of matter. 'Cause you're not really here, and I don't wanna be either. I wanna be next to you, like in gold, like in gold, like in gold. I look up into the night sky, I see a thousand eyes staring back, and all around these golden beacons nothing but black. I feel the weight of something beyond them. I don't see what I can feel. Your vision is the only validation, and most of my life isn't real. 'Cause if you're not really here, then the stars don't even matter. Now we fell to the top of fear that it's all just a bunch of matter. A bunch of matter. 'Cause if you're not really here, I don't wanna be either. I wanna be next to you, black and gold, 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 black and gold.
There's a new party in town. It's me. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. You ready to go? You ready to go? You ready to go? You think you're pretty cool? I got news for you, man. You're not.
streets. Baby, don't you dare kick my dreams to the curb, not fair. We were downtown, we were downtown, we were downtown. Don't forget that we were there. Take me to the top, throw me to the air. I hate ground like I'm not even there. I'll be downtown, I'll be downtown, I'll be downtown, cause my heart is always there. Ride the streets, baby, don't you dare kick my dreams to the curb, not fair. We were downtown, we were downtown, we were downtown. Don't forget that we were there. Let's do this right.
So that was pretty cool. What were we just listening to?
There was three tracks. The first one was The Black and Gold by Sam Sparrow, the title track off his EP. Then
Moments ago,
one of Julian Brody's new tracks. And then the remix, Sam Sparrow remix of Love Grenade's Young Lovers, which is also on the Volume 2 compilation.
So what is actually available right now from Modus Vivendi? Where?
Well, okay, we got the obviously we have the original Eyesight Project EP. Then we have the Eyesight Project Remix EP, which just came out in February. And then we have the
what month was that? I'm sorry,
February. And then we got the original Volume 1, which is available in select places online only. And then the Volume 2 compilation is coming out in April. Sam Sparrow's EP is coming out in April. Julian's got mixes online. It's basically a lot of stuff is available. All of our stuff is available online. Mainly we like to have people go to beatport.com, which obviously has awesome selections of all kinds of electronic music. And then around town in LA, various places, Amoeba and whatnot.
Actually, you can download my mixes from my MySpace page, exactly. MySpace/Julian Brody.
Exactly.
You'll find always. I always like to keep stuff up there.
And what is the Modus Vivendi website right now? Are you guys using mostly MySpace? Or you
actually,
also have a website?
We're
it's coming.
Yeah. We're right now.
It's under destruction.
Exactly. We've been using the MySpace thing just to be in touch with people or stay in touch with people for the last little while. But the new, brand new, beautiful Modus Vivendi music website will be up before Miami. So within the next 2 weeks, everyone will know about that. We're very excited about it.
All right, let's talk about Miami because this is pretty exciting. You guys are going to the World Music Conference,
correct?
And representing yourselves there, and you're playing at a couple of places in Miami, right?
Yeah. It's
how did this come about?
Well, it just kind of came about, man. Obviously
we kind of had bought our plane tickets before we really had any shows lined
especially,
up.
Yeah, I had
just going.
It was
like
an
go.
Act of faith, I guess exactly. You might call it.
Exactly. So we hooked up a couple things. We're playing. We're doing a boat party on the Thursday. It's from the 20th to the 25th of March, down in South Beach. So on the 21st, we're playing a boat party with this deep sea fishing excursion, which is going to be insane. Yeah.
I just saw the movie Open Water recently.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
I don't know how this makes me feel.
No, but we're linking up with the guys from the Bite TV, and they're like the head honchos of deep sea fishing out there, and. we're rocking a boat. We're gonna be
this
playing.
This is not a joke, by the way.
No, we're serious, man.
And what does that mean? Are you gonna be DJing? Or are you gonna be performing?
Absolutely. There's gonna be DJs. We're gonna be performing. We got obviously Sam Sparrow, Subatomic Sound System from New York. We got Uriel from Mexico too, who's also part of the Modus Vivendi crew. And then we got Aaron, DJ DRM from Bastard Jazz out of Brooklyn. We got the Sun Tzu Sound System from Seattle. Awesome broken beat stuff. And a guy called Chris Samba from Hong Kong on the boat. So that's going to be quite an interesting little thing. We're still throwing everything together.
Now, when you guys DJ a party, something like a boat party or even a house party, do you feel a responsibility to play music that people recognize, or are you strictly playing Eyesight Modus Vivendi music?
Yeah, I mean, we tend to play our own shit, man. we figure we got enough stuff to entertain people, so
you're really just thinking about the vibe, like you're going to play more upbeat stuff, or
yeah,
depending on
absolutely
how people are partying.
I guess the good thing is what we talked about earlier, that we obviously we still have a lot of down tempo stuff and a lot of new down tempo stuff, but at the same time we also have up tempo club tracks, to keep them moving.
Now, in terms of making the Modus Vivendi project a success, do you take into account sort of, you know, trends in the electronic music world and things like that, when you're writing new music, you think, okay, we should really write this kind of song because that might actually draw some attention, maybe get some radio play.
I mean, I do, because I'm trendy like that.
Well, I mean, for, yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, Sammy would probably be the only one because, you know, he's got more, how should I say it? I guess for the EP, you know, in particular with the EP, you know, we were trying to have a concept. We tried to diversify the tracks. You know, we had a bunch of up-tempo tracks. We wanted to have a down-tempo thing in there too, you know. So, yeah, we did think about what would work as a whole. But we always do that for all our projects. You know, when Julian makes a mixtape, you know, he tries to incorporate all different styles just to, you know, make sense to the listener.
I like to keep people dancing, but I guess, no, I'm a pretty underground kind of guy. I work the music, I make it specifically for myself.
Is that sort of a challenge, kind of reconciling those two worlds of being known and being successful with also sort of having that credibility of being remaining underground, you know, being known within
well
the
done.
Industry?
At the moment, it's impossible.
Well, I mean, personally,
like, how successful do you want to be? I mean, do you see yourselves on, you know,
next
MTV
to Kenny
Spring
Loggins
Break kind of things, or
yeah, I mean, definitely, we want to try and I would say, you know, reach as many people as possible. I wouldn't necessarily say we're aiming towards the MTV crowd. I mean, I think we would all feel a little bit out of place, but
that's embarrassing. Yeah.
but in general, you know, I mean, the bigger the club, the bigger the venue, the better. You know, I mean,
yeah. As far as I'm concerned.
I think also a lot of it, I mean, I know for the three of us, we definitely think in terms of the international market. I mean,
absolutely.
There's such a big world out there, and there's such, I mean, especially in Europe and Japan and Australia and South America, there's so much more of an interest in dance music, dance culture, electronic music, and anything that's kind of not being shoved down your throat, mm-hmm. you know?
Absolutely.
And definitely in America too, like, you know, but there's just such a big market, and it's all about finding ways to crack it. And yeah, it's kind of like, if you can do that, then
you got it made.
Yeah.
It does seem like, especially, I mean, Europe has been providing us with our dance music for many, many years.
Absolutely.
Now. But it seems like, especially Latin America, like my last two guests, I had Mezcla yesterday, and before that I had Carla Hassett. And Carla does Brazilian electronic music, mm-hmm. and Mezcla does a sort of a mix of electronic beats with Mexican Latin music.
Good friends of ours.
Yeah. And we were in both of those interviews. It sort of came up that this is really sort of the golden age of Latin electronic music.
Well, Matt, fucking A, man. I'll tell you what. I was just down in Mexico City again over the holidays, and Julian was down there for a couple months. But every time I go down there, man, it's beautiful. It's amazing. Like, you know, you go to, we played at clubs. Everyone's dancing. Everyone's loving it. People are open to music that they might not have heard before. But it's a loving vibe down there, man. It's really, really nice. Cause they're just, it seems like people are a lot more hungry to just hear music, you know, in LA, especially in America, people are, or things are a bit oversaturated. So people get a little cocky or, you know, highbrowed or whatever. I don't know. It's just a good scene down there, and I love it. And I mean, at the same time, Europe, you know, I'm from Germany. Sam has lived in the UK, and so is Julian. So we're very familiar with the European scene as well. And it's, I would say it's a lot more open in terms of, you know, styles that they appreciate compared to the States.
I've definitely seen LA open up a lot more to that in the last 5-10 years.
Sure.
I would say.
Sure.
I'm wondering if it maybe represents something like some sort of economic trends. You know, now it used to be that you need to fill a room with equipment in order to make electronic music, and now you can get all that equipment emulated onto your computer screen.
Oh yeah, sure.
So more people have access to the tools it takes to make electronic music, and maybe that's has something to do with why we're getting so much more of it around the world in places where maybe not everyone can afford to fill a studio.
Well, that's definitely true. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, why don't we get back to some more Modus Vivendi music and talk about some more of that? What are you gonna play for us next?
How about another track off of the Volume 2 compilation, The Opener by Sanchez Dub?
Awesome. Do you have that set up?
Here, let me do that. Here we go.
Yeah. Her name was Anna, last name was Rexy. She was so skinny, thought it was sexy. Her friend Billie, she used to throw up. Oh, but she had to quit that shit, cause now she's toe up. Her name was Anna, last name was Rexy. She was so skinny, thought it was sexy. Her friend Billie, she used to throw up. Oh, but she had to quit that shit, cause now she's toe up. Girl, I want to fatten you up. Get you back up to a C cup. Girl, I want to fatten you up. Fatten you up, fatten you up. Get your fat so you can shake that TV, but listen to me when I say, believe me, not everybody looks like that. A lot of people really love a bit of fat, so girl, I want to fatten you up.
Fatten you up, fatten you up.
Get you back up to a C cup.
On Is Good on killradio.org with Dracula and Modus Vivendi. What were we just listening to? We just listened to three tracks.
The first one was the Sanchez dub, Don Lupe, off of the Modus Vivendi Music Volume 2 compilation. Then
the second was an unedited track of mine, Recall, from my upcoming album, which will be out one of these years.
And the last one was Miss Rexy from my EP. And see if you can guess what that song's about, kids.
You up.
All right, now we got a little sidetracked before we started talking about the World Music Conference, and then got so excited about it that we went and did another DJ set there. Why don't we? What else are you guys going to be doing?
No, we're
there?
Just going fishing. It's cool.
besides the boat party, which sounds like a lot of fun. If I understand correctly, Sam, you're opening for Curtis Blow.
Yeah, we're doing like this whole by the pool party thing on Sunday
at the Miami
legendary Curtis Blow.
Word at the Miami Beach Resort. As part of the Winter Music Conference, because there's, you know, there's always like the WMC sponsored events, and then there's a bunch of parties that are in Miami during the same time but aren't necessarily part of the conference, but that one is, so we're excited about that. Then Sammy got selected by the conference to perform in the lobby of the conference in front of basically everyone.
I like that, selected by the conference. Yeah. Just picture these guys in wigs. Well, you know,
he was actually selected.
Powder on their faces.
Yeah, but they had powder and everything.
He sent them off a little package with our fingers crossed.
You shall open tickets. For Blow.
Sweet.
And then we're also playing a little down-tempo set at the Standard Hotel out there in Miami, as part of the Miambient shindig.
Cool. Now, for those who aren't familiar, like the World Music Conference, what is that exactly? I mean, Winter Music Conference.
Yeah. It is basically the main conference for electronic music, basically.
In the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And like buttloads of people from Europe come over. And yeah. I used to watch these documentaries about the Winter Music Conference, and it just looked like completely like debaucherous good times.
Depraved. Yeah, it's kind of weird that they'd have it in Miami or in South Beach, since, you know, like we were talking about earlier, you know, the core electronic scene isn't necessarily in the southeast of the United States, but
Florida.
But I guess they figure, you know, most of the electronic music is made in cold, dark places, so they figured, you know, March is about
them
time
out into
to
the sunlight.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, and we can dig it, even though we're out in Southern.
Sam, you we were mentioning this before, how so you grew up in a musical family and playing sort of acoustic, intimate sort of things, and I how do you feel about this, about going up, you know, on a stage with you know the legendary Curtis Blow and this whole huge music conference and getting all this attention? Does it feel sudden for you?
It actually feels a lot more comfortable than like the stuff I was doing before, to be honest.
So sort of what you always wanted to be doing.
Yeah. But was maybe just a little bit too afraid to, or yeah, I just wasn't really sure. But now that I'm doing it, it just feels a lot better to me, a lot more comfortable, and yeah, piece of cake.
Cool. Now, how much of what you guys do is made up of producing original tracks, and how much of it is remixing other artists?
I would say it's mainly producing original tracks. I mean, we do, you know, like I said, we work with a lot of people from around the world, so we do quite a bit of remixing as well. But I guess I wouldn't, yeah. I mean, I guess we tend to focus on our own productions in general. But we'd never turn a remix down. We love doing remixes. I think all of us do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you guys see as the future for Modus Vivendi? Where is it going? I mean, as a label, you guys are just there to, you know, representing artists, and then you guys are also representing yourselves on your own label.
Absolutely.
What is the future of Modus Vivendi?
Well, I mean, to continue basically what we're doing, we have no, you know, we're loving what we're doing right now. I think everyone on all, you know,
we have a lot of plans for this year.
Well, for this year, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm heading off to Europe. I want to see what I can do down there, over there, more like
Absolutely. So yeah, I mean, a lot more live shows. Definitely, we definitely want to you know, be playing around other cities, traveling. But in terms of the music that we're making, you know, I think we're all really, really happy with where we're at musically and creatively. So we're just going to continue doing that.
And do you have any specific events coming up after the conference?
Well, actually, not really. We played a handful of shows around town with Sammy last month, including yours, John, at the Is Good show at the Mint. Before Miami, we're focusing on Miami. When we get back, we're releasing the Volume 2 compilation as well as Sammy's EP. So we definitely want to have a record release party for that, or for those. we will be playing around town, but again, we're going to be going to Europe in the summer and obviously be playing a whole lot out there.
And when these new things come out, they're going to be available from iTunes, or are people going to buy them through your
absolutely
label?
iTunes, Beatport, but we're also going to have retail distribution and stuff. So you know, just check on our MySpace or on our website, modusvivendimusic.com or myspace.com/modusvivendimusic.
Now, is the setup as it is sort of set in stone? Is this the Modus Vivendi Collective, or is it more of a fluid thing? Do you have new artists constantly coming in, artists leaving?
It's always going. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we all have a lot
as
of friends.
As soon as we stop talking to people, they're out.
Exactly. No, we go out a lot. We travel a lot and whatnot. So we're always meeting new people. And everyone makes music these days. Everyone has their own setup. So, you know, there's so many people to draw inspiration from and to work with and to just expand and eventually play with.
We want to be kind of more like the Pussycat Dolls, where we have some people that don't actually do anything, but they just stand
there.
Yeah.
Ideally, they'd be women.
Yeah. That look like strippers.
Do you guys have people sending you music and, you know, wanting to get involved?
Absolutely, yeah. And I always love it. We get people from all over the world. Actually, we're having another person starting to work with us. He's coming here at the end of the month after we get back from Miami. He's from France, and he's going to be helping us out on the business end and also production end. So that's exciting. But yeah, I mean, I get emails and requests all the time. People, you know, wanting to get their stuff out.
And we don't even care if they're French.
And what about the decision-making process? I mean, when you're talking about a collective, like, how do you guys decide what direction the project goes in, and how do you keep it from going in directions you don't want it to go in? I mean, is there one person that has the final say, or do you guys use like a consensus process?
There's not one person.
We fight.
Everyone has their own, you know, ideas of
if
where
everybody thinks it sucks, then it pretty
then
much
out.
Sucks.
So the last resort is ultimate fighting championship, and then
there's a TKO.
I mean, it's good and bad, because, you know, sometimes you can get too many, you know, opinions, and too many cooks in the kitchen,
right.
but it's also great to have people around to bounce things off of, obviously.
Absolutely.
You know, it goes both ways.
Cool. Well, we're about out of time, so why don't we play some more music?
Okay.
And then we come back, we'll remind everyone where they can get that music and where they can see you perform.
Okay.
What are you going to play for us next?
This is another track off the Eyesight Project Remix EP by our crew out in New York, Subatomic Sound System.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is the Modus Vivendi Music Collective.
Sun was too bright. Miro a este hombre. Miro a este hombre. Él es alto. Tiene pequeños ojos negros.
Pequeños ojos negros.
Y una mirada.
Y una mirada.
Maligna.
We live in an age of
anarchy.
Anarchy.
And we're back on Is Good on KillRadio.org. My guests have been Modus Vivendi. What were we just listening to?
That was La Mirada Maligna by myself, Julian Brody.
And people can get more information on your music from?
From my MySpace page, myspace.com/Julian Brody.
That's Julian for people that
don't know what that H is about.
It's not H-U-L-I.
And what were we listening to before the Julian track?
That was, the Subatomic Sound System remix of On Chrome, of our EyeSight Project On Chrome track.
And those guys, I listened to that CD. You said they're out of New York?
Yeah.
Dope,
and that's like a group of different
artists?
Yeah,
man, they're awesome. They it's basically one producer, but with different musicians and a whole crew of vocalists. You know, they're doing it real big, and they're coming out to Miami with us too, actually. So we're going to be playing a couple of shows with
awesome.
them, and yeah, we're really excited about them. We've been working quite closely together, doing remixes for each other and helping each other out on the promotion tip, and you know, just all around. They're great guys.
Do you find that there are other musicians or other groups of musicians that kind of have a similar view of things?
Well, not that much in the States, I've found. I mean, you know, collective of groups have been around Europe, especially for a while, you know, like the whole Bugs in the Attic, Massive Attack's old Wild Bunch, and, you know, crews like that have been around for a while. And even like the Jazzanova Sonar Collective crew these days, you know, they I think they have a similar mind state as we do in terms of collaborating and having it as a collective instead of just like separate bands or separate producers or artists by themselves. So yeah, I mean, those guys, the subatomic guys definitely have a similar angle as we do, so you know, we appreciate that obviously too.
Nice.
Yeah.
So just a reminder, you guys are going to be performing at the Winter Music Conference in Miami.
You can check out the MySpace for the dates and times and locations.
Absolutely.
Excellent. And Sam, your MySpace is?
MySpace.com/SamSparrow, like the bird with no W.
Okay.
Or just go to the Modus.
And you have some of your new music already up there, right? You have Sick and some other
I'm
going to
put
songs.
Some new stuff up today, probably.
You.
Why not?
Sounds good. And when can we expect the Sam Sparrow EP?
Jesse?
April. April.
Yeah. April right. It is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. And everybody should check out myspace.com/modusvivendimusic.
Correct.
To get more information on you guys. And that's it. You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org. Guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, John.
Woo! Thank you, John.
All right. Stick around. This is killradio.org.